Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Sunny and 45 today. So, yes, we lost a pop culture figure, I think you would say, from the 70s and 70s TV game shows, and Chuck Barris, who passed away a couple days ago.
So I didn't know he created the newlywed game.
Yeah.
He created the dating game. And they had hired him after the whole thing in the 50s with the, what was that game show that where there was...
Well, with the scandal?
With the scandal. They hired him. ABC hired him to keep an eye on Dick Clark. Hmm. And Dick Clark bitched and moaned that all he did was sit there writing in a pad all day, but he was trying to come up with his own shows, and he came up with the newlywed game, and he came up with the dating game,
and of course he hosted the Gong Show.
The Gong Show.
I mean, that just right. he endears you. You gotta love the guy. He's such a goof. Great. And always making jokes.
Now, the Unknown Comics. He was the dude that came out with the paper bag on his head.
Yeah.
Was that
told horrible jokes.
Was that just a character from that show, or was he a comic that like existed and would just appear on that show?
That's the only place I knew him from. It was the Unknown Comic and Gene the Dancing Machine, and they were like features on the show. And then and then Chuck Barris would do just great. They had like B-level celebrity judges. He would introduce them, rank on them all. He'd constantly have, and again, spittle pouring off of his lip. I don't know if it was a part of an act or he was drunk or what he was, but he was a great character as a host.
But then didn't stories come out? Like, didn't he write in an autobiography or something that he was like an assassin for the CIA?
And
then
they made a movie out of it.
The CIA, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But he said he worked for the CIA, so while he would travel in his role as a TV producer... He would be an assassin for the CIA kind of thing.
But the
CIA said, no, he never worked for the agency. But
which, of course, that's
right. They're not going to tell you he did or not.
Right.
That's just a very interesting thing to float out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're writing a book and let me just tell him I was an assassin for the CIA. Not that I worked for the CIA. Not that I was a spy. But I was an assassin.
Yeah. It's weird, it's hard to believe looking at him doing the Gong Show, but
right.
I mean, that's a character, you know? Who knows who he is underneath that? I don't know.
Will Arnett is bringing it back for a summer run.
Oh, the Gong Show?
Yeah, which, I don't know, man. I just wish they would, some of these things just leave well enough alone, you know?
Let's see if they can do it as well.
It was so classic. And again, I was so young because this, I think it ended in 78, right? Something like that?
That sounds about right. All I know is in class, we used to have this guy come in, this guy Mark, and in the middle of the class, he starts doing Gene, the Dancing Machine moves in the middle of the class, which are, stupid moves.
Right.
All it is just like frozen action, like moves or whatever.
Right.
No big deal. But we all used to clap, and it was Gene, the Dancing Machine. That was like a sixth grade thing, you know? It was great.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was great. Chuck Barris has left us.
Yeah.
640 made millions from all those game shows.
Yeah,
he was,
dude,
he was supplying everybody with game shows. He had ideas.
Yeah, he created the newlywed game and the dating game. So those were monsters.
It was bigger than you thought. 640, 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 647. We were just talking about Chuck Barris, who hosted the Gong Show. That's how we know him best. But also made millions creating other game shows like the dating game and stuff. He passed away over the weekend. And the big question in his whole life was the claim he made that he was a CIA assassin in all his travels around the world, was that he worked for the CIA and he was killing people.
That's what he said.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Clooney even directed the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So. Good morning, B.A.B. Bob. You know something? Go ahead.
Do you remember that show, Conspiracy Theory, with Jesse Ventura?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were supposed to do a thing on Chuck Barris about, his BS about him being undercover for the CIA. You know that? You're not going to believe it. They wouldn't let them put it on the air.
Who wouldn't let them?
The government. This goes back several years ago. There was a thing on Facebook about it and stuff like that. And they wouldn't let them air it because they said it was too controversial.
Says who? Jesse Ventura?
No. He said it on a thing on Facebook, from the show and stuff. But he said he couldn't believe the producers were that afraid to put it on.
I don't know. It sounds like hype to me. I'm not saying, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying it sounds like hype. That's all.
You kidding? I'd love to find out the truth because you know what? He's just weird enough to be someone that would do that.
Right. That's the whole thing. Like, you take a look at that. Well,
that's right.
You know, never seen that.
What a perfect cover.
All right. Hey, thanks
for
the call.
When you think about it, the guy was a total genius. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Crazy genius.
Take care, man.
Well, we'll probably never know. 6:49. It's time now for the stuff you need to know. It's brought to you by the Your Way Diet. Here's Ted.
Three people killed yesterday in a terrorist attack in London. A terrorist plowed into pedestrians and also fatally stabbed an officer. That's us.
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:53. We're just talking about Chuck Barris. And just as he passed away over the weekend, him hosting the Gong Show and his game show empire that happened. And his weird personality, maybe a CIA assassin, maybe not. Good morning, B.A.B.
So strange.
What have I got about the Gong Show? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch a note on the Chuck Barris thing. He used to be the man of a thousand hats, too. I remember that on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He pulled a hat down over his eyes.
I kind of collect hats because of that.
No, you don't.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
You know something?
That's great.
Listen, here's the thing. What I've noticed is we started talking about the Gong Show, and since the conversation started, every single one of us has had a smile cracked on their face. How many shows?
I could not.
How many shows can you say will have that reaction to people?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now we got the man of 100 hats on the line who's collecting just because of Barris.
You know?
Exactly. You could probably buy them online. They're probably going to auction them all off now.
Hey, maybe they will. Brett was just digging up a little unknown comic.
Oh, yeah?
Again, you know, Gene Gene the Dancing Machine, unknown comic, two characters from the Gong Show. The unknown comic, you know, tall guy, paper bag over his head, told horrible jokes. Here's a little clip of the unknown comic.
I gotta tell you, I haven't been feeling too good myself. I went to this Hollywood party last week. Wilt Chamberlain was there. I thought I'd be cool. I said, hey, Wilt, how's the weather up there? He said, it's raining, and he spit on me. Well, it could have been worse. I was in his restaurant yesterday, right? Waiter comes over, he has his thumb on my steak. I said, what are you doing with your thumb on my steak? He said, I didn't want to drop it again. Hey, Jackie baby, come here. What? You're lucky I made it here today. You know, my car broke down. Yeah, the spark plugs wouldn't spark. Oh. The generator wouldn't gen. And the... Get out. Hey,
Jackie.
And then the giant hook would come and grab him, and then they'd chase him off the stage, you know?
In that video, he actually wrapped the curtain, you know, the closing curtain, he wrapped the curtain around and put him backstage instantly.
Yeah.
Got rid of him. Ah, the Gong Show, Chuck Barris, a lot of fun. 6:56, it's time for the Rhodes.
I hope they don't screw it up. Like I said,
they're going to try it again.
Will Arnett's bringing it back for this summer, for a summer run, but just, I don't know, man, you know?
They're messing with a cult classic.
That's what
we'll
I'm saying, like, I don't think... I don't know.
He's not an odds-on favorite to do it better.
No. So what are you going to do? Instead of pulling him off with a hook, are you going to literally just shoot people? That'll elicit laughter.
Nice and updated.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a wacky guy with a giant hook pulling people off the stage is not going to elicit the same kind of response in 2017 as it did in 1976.
That is true.
You know?
Good luck, Will Arnett. 6:56. Here's Ted.
Right now in Lindenhurst, still dealing with a closure of Montauk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.